This is Sophia from the future. I just want to say before we get into this week's episode to please, if you want to, please subscribe to the Patreon. It means a lot to us. We work really hard on this show and we do weekly bonus content on the Patreon. We just got all new equipment. So the video is like nice as fuck.
It's crisp and the audio is amazing.
It's really, it actually is like, I'm like, it's worth your money for real. We're running a sale. It'll be half off.
Oh yeah.
Also, if you sign up for the Patreon, make sure to do it on the desktop, not through the Apple app, because they add a 30% surcharge. Right now we are talking about The Valley and Summer House and other just like general pop culture stuff. We're trying to like plan more ahead and really put more effort into the Patreon. So I just like really recommend signing up. And even if you, I would just say like, it's just a way to support this podcast. We work really hard on it and it would be awesome if we could make money off of it so that we can keep working as hard on it. So yeah, like also it's just a way to support the pod. You do get bonus stuff.
We have a bunch of really fun stuff planned.
Yes, we do. We're going to like watch some of the movies that the cast has been in. We're going to read Kristen's book. We have a cocktail book by Ariana and Tom that we're going to make some cocktails out of.
We have a game planned.
Yes. And it really is just going to be like whatever you guys want us to do, we'll do. So we'll try stuff out. But at the end of the day, whatever you guys want.
Yeah, you say you jump, win. We say how high.
Literally. Well, I just will say it again. We work really hard on this. So even if you're like, I don't want the bonus content, but you're like, oh, I really like the normal podcast. One, you'll like the bonus content.
Yes,
and two, if you have the means, if you don't, this doesn't apply to you. If you have the means, it would just be an awesome way to support us.
Yeah, and it's going to be only $2.50. Yeah.
And yeah, and then also just please like share this with a friend. Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Run to Apple Podcast and write us a review. Smash that like button. All the other ways to support us.
Oh, you could comment on Spotify. I love getting Spotify comments.
Also, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it's really a tight-knit group there. Like, we read all of the things you guys send
us.
It's
so fun on there. I love the Instagram.
I know. It literally is like a group chat. Like, we just, like, talk to you guys all day long.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And we're posting fun stories and stuff like that. Also, like, just thank you for listening. Obviously, listening to this at all is a huge support to us. But
100%.
If you want to go above and beyond.
If
you want an A++, that would be huge. And, yeah, I don't know. Down the line, we'll add, like, more tiers to the Patreon too, where we're going to try to figure out how to do watch parties. There's stuff coming out. We just got to get a little bit more support there for it to
top tier keep going. Top tier gets nudes.
Gets nudes.
Top tier gets nudes.
Not ours.
No, not ours.
But we will find nudes.
We will source that uncensored picture of Jack scratching his balls.
And actually one more thing about the Patreon. We're not going to do the reunion episodes on the main feed because they're like end up being chattier, so we're also going to put the reunion episodes for season 2 on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay, hello you guys.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod. I'm Sophia Wilson Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules rewatch podcast.
Ooh, the audio sounds so crisp.
I know. We're basically using all new equipment today. It's awesome.
Yay.
We should put the windows down. The birds are going crazy. Sorry. Hannah, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Oh my God, I fell in love this week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I got a crush.
On whom?
I haven't met him yet, but I've been loving his music. And I'm not even going to say the name of the band, or I'll say it to you, but you have to cut it out. Because if I ever meet him, which there's a chance that I will, I don't want it to be a public record that I've been talking about him on my podcast.
You don't want to have a Hailey Bieber moment.
No, I don't want to have a Hailey Bieber moment.
Who is it?
It's this guy that Gracie and Emerson are friends with, and he's in this
band.
It's
Peter
McPolin. It's role model.
Oh my God, I think I've heard of him.
Tucker, sorry. To those in the know.
Tucker.
No, it's this guy that Gracie and Emerson are friends with, and he is
That's a cute name.
He is a freak.
Hell yeah.
He is a total freak. He's a lip ring.
Your type.
Uh-huh. He's tall. His Instagram makes me laugh. Did you follow him? No. I need to meet him in person first because I don't think they've even said anything about me to him, which is totally fine. I actually don't even know how good of friends they are.
Totally. Have you talked to them about him?
Yeah, all of the time. I texted Gracie yesterday. I was like, I'm in love with him. And I was listening to his music. It inspired me to write a poem.
Your poem was awesome.
Thank you.
Do you want to read it?
Sure, I'll read it. Yeah, I posted a poem on Instagram. So that's another sexy, unique thing that happened to me. I was reading all of my old poems from last year when I was going through a breakup.
Yeah.
And they are number one, so bad. And number two, so morose.
So you said, let's write something a little bit more fun, girls.
Let's write something fun. They were literally like, I am drowning in a sea of sadness. I cannot see the surface and I cannot breathe any air.
There is no relief.
My ex knocks on my door to tell me that they love me. I scream.
I live with my ex. I scream.
I live with my ex. I scream. Okay, this poem is called I'm 26, Bitch. And a bunch of people commented happy birthday. Oh. And I was like, fuck.
No.
I'm 26, Bitch. All my old poems are really bad. No problem. I make a lot of bad art.
Except not the podcast.
Not the podcast, obviously. And not the art magazine that I work for.
Other stuff.
Little tiny baby princesses and their giant, ugly, dirty boyfriends. So legit, my truest desire. Everyone lets me sing. They're giving me the stage. The world is my oyster, but my pearl is low-key boring. Next time I fuck, I'm going to finally be a freak in the sheets, I swear. Mm-hmm. I am a manic pixie dream girl, even though I'm 5'10 and a half. In parentheses, affirmation. Signed, it's Hannah. Thank
it's
you.
So good. Is he the one that you want to be your dirty, ugly boyfriend?
Yeah. I wrote that line about him.
Of course.
Duh.
Okay, we're manifesting.
Yeah, I want him bad. I don't know how to talk to him. I'm scared. Okay,
No.
The other sexy, unique thing that I did was I wore a backless bolero suit jacket to work.
Yeah, you did.
And everybody was like, oh, professional. And then I would turn around and be like, think again.
Business in the front, party in the back, bitch.
Yep.
Oh, it's so funny. And guess what? Gracie found that for you on the street.
Yeah. And I was telling everybody that too. I was like, this is from the street. And they were like, yeah, it's ragged.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yep. It's all torn up. So
that's so fucking funny.
Anyways, yeah, I've had actually a pretty nice week. The weather has been stunning.
The weather has been
down.
So nice. So the weather has been so nice. Well, I'm glad that you fell in love this week and I can't wait for you to meet him.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him. If he has like a 4-foot girlfriend, I'm gonna shoot them both.
There's obviously a chance.
Keep myself alive. I'm gonna shoot them both.
Just a straight up murder.
Yeah, just a straight up murder. Amazing. Not a murder suicide, as I'm usually threatening.
A murder period for fucking once.
Yeah, I want to live. Things are looking up.
I want to live and I want them to die. The hypothetical couple.
The guy I'm in love with and his girlfriend I made up. Okay. I'm bisexual. I'm not a lesbian. Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
I don't know. I've had a bit of like a downer week, to be honest. As I was saying, I got my period for the first time in like 3 months. So yeah, I feel a little bit depressed. Depresso.
We're like the substance. I'm up, you're down.
Yeah.
You're up, I'm down.
Yeah. Has to be. We have to maintain the balance.
Yeah.
No, we will be up together I'm holding this microphone.
We often are.
So it's been kind of like a nothing week. I've just done a ton of work and kind of been like, every day I'm tired. I do work and every day I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah.
And every day I think maybe today I rest and then I think, why the fuck would you think that?
Why would you think that?
Why would you think that you create projects for yourself that you treat like your job? And I love to do it. Morning, probably the sexy thing that I did this week is, yeah, because of the way I've been feeling depressed and really tired, I'm back on coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, I was off coffee for a while. So this morning I treated myself to, I made iced coffee last night, made my hot coffee in my mason jar, popped that thing straight in the fridge.
Mm.
And then I made brown sugar simple syrup this morning and I had iced coffee with almond milk and my brown sugar simple syrup and a splash of almond extract.
Yum.
It tasted so good. And for a couple moments, I felt joy again.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then Sophia got here and I made them one of the most rancid coffees you could possibly
imagine. I
needed
it though, because literally the coffee I made, I know, was so weak and Hannah made me like the strongest fucking coffee you could imagine from the mocha pot where I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm chugging mine.
That thing. No, you're not.
No, I'm not, but I'm planning on it.
Look at how much I have. I drink more than you.
Yeah.
It's a kind of coffee where I poured their oat milk, like Hannah's oat milk, into it, and it literally did not change the color.
Nope, not even a little bit.
Which I think is partially because the coffee's so strong, partially because the oat milk's so weak. A kind of famous combination. But yeah, I don't know. I was trying to get my life back on track yesterday. Like, did so much stuff. I literally had the longest fucking to-do list of all time. Did my laundry sexy as fuck. Got my groceries sexy as fuck.
Yeah.
I made salmon. I'm trying to get a little bit back into my health game. I made some broccoli because I've just been like eating random shit lately.
Mm.
And I have not been pooping. So we're trying to turn that boat around a little bit. Yeah, I just like was like, I got to get my sheets clean and I have to get, you know, when it's like,
when you have everything to do.
Yes. Yeah. And the problem, the kind of classic trap I found myself in is I was like, damn, I need to rest. But if I don't do all of the shit that I need to do, I was feeling so dysregulated and I was like, if tomorrow I wake up and my sheets aren't clean and I don't have groceries and food, like then I'll just continue to feel like shit.
Yes.
I had to bite the bullet in the moment to take care of myself in the future.
Yeah. I get it, brother. Happens to me every Friday.
Yep. So And yeah, that's that. But you know what? The episode was amazing.
The episode was so, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's a finale.
It is. And then I got stoned and edited the podcast until midnight.
Got stoned. Got what stoned. A throwback phrase. I love that. That's like bang drink. To me.
I always use stoned.
It's I'm like baked.
Stoned is so funny because it's like what my mom and like yeah. Gen X says is like, I got stoned. And yeah. I think it, but I'm like, it's so true.
I think it's
I'm
so stoned. Cuteness too.
It is. It's very 70s to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what my mom says.
My mom says it too.
Came up in the 70s.
My mom is like, I'm going to smoke some grass and get stoned. Yeah, actually, period. She doesn't do that. She takes one teeny minuscule nibble of an edible and is like, my mouth is so dry and I can't stop watching TV.
I'm going to kill myself.
Wait, I want to shout out Shay and Gracie also because I saw them on... What day was that? Sunday? And they were like, we love when you shout us out on the pod. And
oh my it's God.
Like,
hi, shout guys. Out. Well, I saw Shay yesterday too. My day was so busy, but I had to see Shay that she came over and I was like, yeah, you're going to be going to the laundromat with me.
Yeah, let's go to the fucking laundromat.
Let's go to the laundromat. But then we just sat outside because it was so nice.
Cute.
That yeah. honestly was also a sexy thing to be able to see my friend who's on Broadway that I barely get to see.
Anymore. Yes, I know. That's how I felt seeing Shay on Sunday as well.
I know.
She looks so cute too.
Oh, they always look so cute.
I know.
Literally yesterday I was like, you look so cute.
Yeah. Great style on that one.
Okay.
Oh, and Gracie too. Great style on that one too. They just got a bunch of shirts. Yeah. Those are our best friends.
Period. I want to see those shirts.
They're cute. You'd like them for their moped job.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. We have a friend who's a mechanic and also a friend who's a butcher. So fucking take that.
So fucking take that. They were kind of influencing me to get a moped.
Oh, me too.
Because I was like, since I had the car last week, I was like, holy fuck, I need a car. Like, this is awesome. Life is awesome. But I don't want to pay insurance on it. Like, I don't to do that, obviously. And then Grace was like, well, you should get a moped. And I was like, I've been so anti that in the past because I feel like I'll get squished like a little bug.
That's how I feel.
Damn, it's seeming more and more appealing every day.
We are so... it was making me laugh so much. To imagine like a little rat pack of us freaks driving around on our mopeds.
That would be so
rolling up to the function together, all of
fucking
us.
Fucking funny because Leisha also has a moped.
Yeah, and Leisha would be like leader of the pack though because Leisha has the big ass Vespa and then we would all have these like little mopeds.
That's something to think about.
That's something. Guys, oh, you know what would be awesome? If you guys drew us fan art of us on mopeds so we could see how we look.
Yes, to see if we want to do that.
Yeah. Draw us hot though and draw me with big boobs.
Yeah. And please don't draw me with any boobs.
Do not draw a single boob on Sophia.
Then I'll block you.
Give me all the ones that Sophia had cut off.
Yeah. Donating that to charity. Like, I have a joke about that. Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's get into the episode.
God, we sound so good, don't we?
I know. It's so joyful.
It's so joyful.
We are on season 2, episode 14. I lied.
Yeah.
Guess who lied?
Y'all know it's Kristen, don't you?
You'll see. It's Kristen.
Everyone's lying.
Everybody's lying always except for Stassi.
Oh my God, Stassi.
Okay, so we start the episode off, we're at the Shape House. The Shape House is a place where you go to sweat your body fat off.
Yes. I initially thought that they were going to actually get abs spray painted on.
I wish they had done that. They should have done it right after.
When they walked in and there were a bunch of like colors or something and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, so they're going to spray paint their abs on. Mm-hmm. Is that not something they do later in the show?
Maybe. I think the boys might do it.
Okay.
It's something I used to do in high school.
Really?
Contour my abs.
But yourself at home.
Yeah, myself at home.
Okay, got it.
I didn't have the money for that. The movie theater didn't pay me that much. Okay, so Katie and Stassi are going to the Shape Lab because they need to get skinny fast.
Yes.
Because tomorrow is the Sir photo shoot, which they do every single year.
Yes.
Sexy, sexy photo shoot to promote the restaurant. Sexy, sexy, more sexy.
As Fabian would say.
Yeah, and guess what?
And guess what? Fabian's back.
Fabian's back.
Love that guy.
Stassi says she's also there to sweat out the Kristen toxin.
Yeah.
Her life has been much better since Kristen hasn't been in it, but she's nervous that Kristen is going to be at the photo shoot tomorrow.
Yes.
And basically she's like, I need to get Kristen to quit. I hate that bitch. I need her gone.
Yep.
And Katie is like, if anybody can get Kristen to quit, it's you, girl. You are good as fuck at that.
Yeah, of course.
So they put on their foil suits and they lay in a hot room. Mm-hmm. And Stassi is like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. Katie is like, this is the easiest workout you're ever going to do.
Yes.
And Stassi says, I wish Kristen had to be in here for 8 hours.
Yes.
As punishment, of course.
Katie also says, what's happening underneath that suit is that you're getting prettier.
Yep. Prettier equals skinnier. Skinnier equals prettier.
Oh my God. I would, of course. I would. Write that down. Write that down. I would literally. Me on Tumblr.
Mantra. It's going mantra. Viral.
It's getting 1 million notes. I would. Sorry. Deep cut. I would hate to do that so bad. And also, it's like, not making you skinnier. Sorry. It's making you sick.
It is making you sick.
To be sweating and. They literally are wrapped up in a silver spacesuit basically, and then like layers of what is like looks like the shit they put on you when you're exposed to radiation or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's like insulating them.
Yeah, it looks horrendous. And Katie's face is, she's sweating so much.
Well, the thing is, like, you will lose a little bit of weight. You'll lose your water weight, but yeah, the second you drink any water, it's coming right back.
Probably even 10 times more. Because your body's like, I need that. Let me hold on to it.
Yeah.
So now we're at a bar with Kristen and Tom. Tom obviously has his huge ass beanie on that covers his entire head of hair.
Da-doy, his safety beanie.
That is literally his safety beanie. He's like, I feel uncomfortable. He says, reading the text on Jax's phone really does make it seem like Kristen and Jax did sleep together. But the only word that matters to me right now is Kristen's. They keep saying this thing where she'll say, like, you can't take me. Like, why do you trust his word over mine?
It's not his word.
There's physical evidence.
It's the text.
Kristen,
it's your words.
Yes. And it's not Jax's word. It is the physical evidence that he's provided.
And he didn't even
submit into the court of law.
It's like Stassi.
I know.
He didn't even volunteer it.
Anyway.
Like, okay.
It is so insane to watch her lie. Like, it is just like literally comical because once again, like, she's not a good actor. None of them are good actors. And she's like, tell me about your fun day yesterday. And he's like, it actually wasn't fun because I had to ask Jax if you guys banged. And she was like, yeah, I figured. She keeps just being like, oh, this is gonna be fun. About like,
I know,
these horrible situations that Tom has to be in. I'm so pro Tom this episode. He's being, we'll get to it, but I'm very pro Tom this episode.
Oh, I feel bad for him this episode.
Dude, I feel really bad for him because he's being also like kind in a way where I'm like, damn, I feel bad for you.
I know. And Kristen is being so snotty about it, being like, ugh, this sucks. Or like, this is gonna be so fun.
Yeah, and it's like, girl,
come on,
stop.
You put him there.
You've put everyone, yourself included, in a terrible situation.
Yeah.
He's basically just like, so yeah, I saw those texts on his phone where you say that you guys had sex. Like, did you text that to him? And she's like, God, no. Like, I showed you my phone. And he's like, well, you could have deleted those messages. She's like, I understand that, but no. Like, it's just like insane, the lying. I mean, this is a very, very classic example of gaslighting because
it's crazy gaslighting.
Literally, like,
it's crazy gaslighting.
It's actual gaslighting.
It's like, you look this up in the dictionary, there's a picture of this scene.
Yes, because it's like truly just deny. She is just denying reality. Like,
yeah, and literally being like, Tom, you're crazy. Tom, you are crazy. I didn't send those texts. And I didn't delete them. What are you talking about? Number. Wait, my favorite line in it is, she's like, I didn't send those texts and I didn't delete them. And Tom goes, I don't know. I've downloaded programs and stuff. I don't know how to do that.
Yes. Yes. We are getting into the point where Tom is like, he's trying. It's unclear. He's trying so hard to believe her and is being like, I guess there's like apps that you could download. Later, he's like, maybe Stassi sent them from Kristen's phone. I don't understand. Like,
he is giving her so much of the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
In this situation.
And it is really
above and beyond.
It's just like, I don't know. I think I just understand his mental a little bit less than Kristen, because like, I just don't understand why he wouldn't take the out of the relationship.
Yeah.
When he loves Ariana.
He wants to be with Kristen. I feel like we have come to this place where it's like, I'm finally being like, I don't understand why they're not breaking up with each other. Like, they want to be with each other.
Yeah.
For some twisted, sick and twisted reason, they want to be with each other and cheat on each other. Yeah, That's how they want their relationship to operate.
Yes. I think that part of it also is that, like, literally because the foundation of their relationship is so fucking rotted and they've done so many terrible crimes, heinous crimes to one another, that literally, like, when something like this happens, it just doesn't hit like it would if you were in like a relationship where this wasn't the norm. It's just like,
well, we'll see that over the course of the episode. Yeah. That's why he's so much more upset with Jax.
Yes. Yes. Sandoval, just basically continues to be like, it's just getting hard to believe you at this point. And Kristen is like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah, stop lying.
She does that so much. She's like, yeah, I wouldn't even believe me either, but you have to trust me. Yeah, it seems really crazy, but you have to take me at my word.
Unbelievable. He basically says in the talking head that he's also convinced by Kristen because she's acting calm. Even though, as I've said before, that is, and he'll say it later too.
He says it later.
It's suspicious as hell because that is not the way Kristen would normally react in a situation like this.
Yeah, he was like, Kristen's calm. She's looking me in the eye. It's so convincing. Okay, it's not though.
Also, it's not. She's doing such a bad job at acting.
Yeah, there's at one point, here's a point during the episode where she goes, ugh,
Literally, she goes, ugh. It's so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
It's so fucking funny.
Okay. So we're at this her photo shoot. It's at a pool this year. It's at a rooftop pool.
It was at a pool last year, too.
Yeah, but it was at Lisa's pool, and now it's at some.
I know. It's just funny because she's like, we're doing it at a pool this year. Girl, you did it at a pool last year.
She's like, it's going to be poolside. What does she say? She says that the theme of this is
it's like summer's over, but it's still hot at Sir.
Summer's over, but it's still hot at Sir. Also, it's Los Angeles. So
as
it's like,
we've said before, where are these images going?
And Stassi kind of this. During this is like, it's really weird we do this.
I know. Do you think they were being posted on Instagram?
I don't know. I don't know where they went. They weren't going on billboards. We've talked about it before.
And they certainly won't. They weren't going on the website, I don't think, either. And also, when you look up, like, Sir photo shoot, it's really hard to find the, like, images that correlate with the photo shoots that we're seeing on camera.
Yeah, but they talk about it like they did. They do it every year, like, as if they did it even before the show existed.
Yes.
Maybe they go up around the restaurant.
That would be fucking insane.
That would make me laugh so much if I went to a restaurant and there was a sexy picture of my server on the wall.
That would be one of the craziest possible options.
I would love that. Okay, so it's time for the photo shoot. Everybody's getting glam AF.
Yes.
Saucy and Sheena are sitting next to each other, like,
sorry,
getting their hair and makeup done.
Ariana says that she wants to do, quote unquote, lots of lashes.
Yeah, lots of lashes. Hey, I get her.
I think I just want to do, like, lots of lashes.
I can totally relate to that.
Of course.
That's me every morning when it's I put beautiful. On mascara.
Of course.
I put on too much mascara. So, yes. Feel you, girl. Stassi and Sheena are sitting next to each other. Stassi is like, Sheena, get this. Drax will not stop texting me.
Yes.
Texting me, if you wanted to be with me, nothing would stand in my way. Nothing. Texting her, like, that he still loves her and he wants her back, whatever.
Yes.
She calls him a loser and a moron and calls him mentally cuckoo, like, kind of, like, with the hand motions. It's really little hand motions.
He is.
He's crazy. He's out of his mind.
Yep.
Yeah, it is like, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. If you're nice to him for a second, he's going to be like, and if I want you back and I'm in love with you and we need to be together.
Just so unreal that the context of her being quote unquote nice to him is getting him to confess that he fucked her best friend.
Yep.
And he's like, wow, it's the perfect end.
Yeah. He's like, thank God she's talking to me again. We're going to get back together.
His behavior, it really only.
It's like she's been calling you a loser and a moron and a freak and a bad person to your face for the past like week.
Yeah. I mean, so much of his behavior is just informed by the fact that he's addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
Because she's like, he's tweeting at other girls being like, I love you so much, I miss you. And then texting me this, like, he is literally just like constantly in a state of mania.
Yeah, he is.
But he's also a psychopath.
It's a really unfortunate combination of factors and brain traits.
Yeah.
So then he arrives and Stassi won't even look at his in his direction. And he looks literally so confused.
Mm-hmm.
He is taken aback by her behavior. I'm sure he's going to text her later being like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, of course. We also see James Kennedy for the first time.
I know. He's in this episode kind of a lot. We get flashes of him throughout.
Yes.
He is such a fucking dweeb.
He is a dweeb.
He is crazy. I mean, wow. He just got work done on his face. He just got worked on his face.
We have to look at that later.
Yeah, he got filler.
Well, it's particularly funny to see him next to all the other guys because the other guys do have like crazy bodies.
Yes.
And he is literally, it's like if I was there.
He is like
literally just being like kind of hunched.
He has a much frailer figure than you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. He is extremely pale. He is gaunt. He does deeply
look so
British.
Unhealthy. Yeah.
He is a crazy little guy.
He's so ugly.
So ugly.
It's unbelievable.
I don't
feel
bad.
Kate, Kristen's going to date him soon.
Yeah, Kristen is going
to
date him very...
Sorry to laugh, because obviously he's another abuser, but like that is so crazy that Kristen's going to date him soon.
Kristen will be dating him next episode. At the reunion, Kristen will be dating him. They're not going to bring him out, but they will be dating.
Okay, so subscribe to the fucking podcast, you guys. So then Lisa arrives with Fabian. Yes!
Yes.
He says more beautiful than last year.
Yeah, they're playing amazing pop violin music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love when they do that.
And Lisa explains that Kristen is suspended and excluded from the shoot. But of course, nonetheless, Jax and Tom will be there.
Yeah. Well, Kristen's on thin ice.
Kristen is on thin ice. For some reason, Jax is not. All the boys kind of get their pump on and they pose around.
Yeah.
And
they're getting oiled up as well.
They are getting oiled up. They're just like getting sexified.
Yeah.
Tom shows up and Lisa gets mad at him because he's 45 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fabian kind of trips over him.
Yep.
He is being so it's sad. It's just like a very pathetic episode.
He's being
for him.
Extremely pathetic, especially at the photo shoot.
At the photo shoot.
Moping.
He's being very, which makes sense. Like, it's
totally.
Just like a bummer.
For sure.
And she's like, why are you late? And it's like, girl, why the fuck do you think he's late? He's like, I don't know. And in his confessional, he's like, it was just so hard to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was like, I was up all night freaking out about Jax and Kristen.
Yeah.
Oh, and now I have to leave Kristen and go hang out with Jax. So I obviously didn't really want
to. He can't escape them.
come to this.
Of course. Yeah. Her being like, why are you 45 minutes late? It really is like,
dude. It was rude.
Let's cut him a little slack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just says he doesn't know what to believe, even though Stassi has decided that the quote unquote rumor is true. It's just like, girl, it's not a rumor anymore. It is like, she's believing the truth that we're being presented.
It's fact. The only person who's denying it is Kristen. The only person.
Yes. And Tom.
And Tom, kinda.
Yes. This is when he like wonders that he like wonders if Stassi is maybe the one who sent those texts to Jax. He is like really in denial in a way that is like honestly hard to watch.
He is doing mental gymnastics to get Kristen out of this situation.
Yeah, it's literally unbelievable to watch like, his wheels turn.
He was like, I wouldn't put it past Stassi to take Kristen's phone and send him those texts. And it's like, you actually have seen Stassi like sobbing over this situation.
Yeah.
You think she's that good of an actor? She's not.
No. Tom pulls Stassi for a chat and is like, she's like, do you really want the details? And she says that Jax and Kristen were having sex and Kristen had to cover her mouth the entire time to keep from making noise because Tom was in the apartment, which is really gross because she knows that turned Jax on, which I literally hate to learn.
Ew, I hate that.
Yes. And then they had sex again after Tom and Kristen got into a fight, which is like literally God knows when that was because that happens all the fucking time.
I know.
Tom is like, well, he told me that they went down on each other. Like, he's trying to be like, the story is changing.
He's girl. And he also is really captivated by that detail.
That they went down on each other?
Yeah. Remember last episode he asked when Kristen went down on Jax if they used a condom for that?
Well, that's because of the herpes.
I know.
So, moment of silence. It is literally a horror show, obviously. It's
really, really just too bad.
This episode is crazy. Holy shit. Okay. Stassi is like, how are you acting normal? Like, do you like not believe this? Is Tom, as I said last episode, is like, well, it's just so crazy. And it's true. It is so crazy. And in that way, it's a bit hard to believe. But at this point, you've seen the physical evidence, meaning the text. So like, we know that it happened.
Yeah. I mean, it is really crazy that it's Jax, but it's not crazy that there was cheating.
Like, no. The crazy part is that they had sex while he was in the apartment.
Yeah.
Like, the story is outlandish, but it happened.
But it just is believable.
And so Stassi is basically just like, I think you're in denial right now, and I don't know how you haven't broken up with her yet, and this is why I bitch slapped her. Okay.
Yeah.
There was no reason to bitch slap her.
No.
Also, it wasn't a bitch slap. It was a fucking backhand.
Yeah, it was a backhand. Backhanded her.
And Tom is like, I'm not in denial, and also, like, you should be mad at Jax too. I don't know why you keep him around, which is like kind of fair enough.
Valid in my opinion.
I agree. Stassi once again says it's because he told her the truth, and Sandoval is like, well, I can't even be around him right now, and she's like, well, why can't you be around him if you don't believe that they had sex?
Yeah,
which is a really good point.
She got him there. She really did get his ass there.
It is like, you know, it's just hard.
But also, it's like, it would be hard to be around him even if you didn't believe.
Because then you believe that he's lying about it.
Because then you believe that he's lying about it for no reason, just to like fuck with you.
I know, but he believes that it happened.
Obviously, he just is
like literally, it's so crazy to watch him in this episode, in this part in particular, because he just like clearly knows it happens and is quite literally unwilling to admit that it did. Yeah, Stassi is basically like, it's all laid out in front of you. You refuse to see it. And Sandoval is like, I don't care what you think I should do or like shouldn't do. And I just need to like make this. It's my decision myself, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah.
He keeps being like, it's Stassi. It's my decision if I want to break up with her. It's my decision. And it's like, yeah, but it's your decision once you come to the informed conclusion. Like, choosing to misbelieve some stuff.
But also it feels like him saying that is him admitting that he knows that she did it, because it's like, you wouldn't feel the need to defend your decision to stay with her or not stay with her unless you know that she cheated on you.
Yeah.
There is a lot of cognitive dissonance happening. Like, you can just see, he's saying things that allude to the fact that he knows that she cheated on him, but refuses to like actually admit it or say it out loud, basically. Yeah. And Stassi is basically just like, I feel really bad for you. Then she kind of is nice at the end. She says like, you have people that care about you. It's not just you and Kristen against the world.
Yeah, she was being kind of sweet.
And I think that he really needs to hear that.
Yeah, she was like, you have a support system. You have people that care about you. You need to stop thinking that it's just you and Kristen against the world. Like, come on, buddy. Come on.
I think it's just a huge problem with this, again, is that it doesn't feel that way, especially because Jax has completely, like, just iced him out in being, like, literally a sociopath. Like,
yeah,
he's watching his friend be a sociopath to
and
him.
Everybody is being so chill with Jax.
Yes.
And being so fine with Jax being there, being nice to Jax, inviting him to things. So it's like, it does feel like
it's him and Kristen against the world.
They're not really going to be fucked up to you, Tom, like the other people, but it's hard to want to be friends with people who are so supportive of Jax.
Yeah.
Or feel like supported by them.
Yes. And he says, I feel that way. Like, I feel like it's just me and Kristen. And she says, well, that's a shitty ass team, which is very true.
Yeah, really true.
Truer words have never been spoken.
We're kind of seeing some shots of Jax. Jax is posing with a mirror. Fabian is back. He's shooting. Jax is
like, wow.
Yeah, wow. People are entranced by him, by his beauty.
By his huge tattoo that says freedom across his back.
Yeah, that he got from being in Afghanistan, he said. Yeah, he said he
lies and says that apparently Jax has lied and said he was in the Navy and deployed to Afghanistan, and that's why he has his freedom tattoo.
Which is like, nope, so you just got that because you liked it.
Fucking funny.
So funny.
So insane.
So Fabian is shooting him. Jax says he hasn't modeled in a while, but he certainly hasn't forgotten his old poses.
Of course not.
He says you should never smile.
Never smile.
You should look angry.
Yeah.
And you should always look confused.
Yes.
And then they call Tom Sandoval over.
Yeah.
Because they are going to make them pose together, which is something like, for some reason, every time there's a surf photo shoot, except for last year, like every photo shoot from now on, Jax and Tom will be fighting and they will make them do kind of like an intimate shoot, just the two of them together.
Like, obviously, it's just the producers and Lisa like making them do that. But Lisa's pretending like she thinks it's a bad idea. And so Fabian will just be like, well, they just look so good together. And it's like, what are you talking about?
They also are wearing, so they're shirtless, obviously, and wearing towels. Mm-hmm. And Jax adjusts his towel at one point. They're fully naked under their towels. Yeah. Made me laugh.
I know. They do not have a problem with nudity.
No, not at all.
They're all very comfortable. We'll get to it.
Because they're hot bodies.
Yes.
But they're posing together. They're like not looking at each other. They're not smiling because you're not supposed to. But also they look mad. In his talking head, Tom says that Jax is unbelievably evil.
Yes.
And that he actually looks like shit from all the supplements.
Yeah.
Which really made me giggle.
And by the way, looks like shit. Those fucking supplements, man. Literally.
Yeah.
They are making him uglier.
Yeah. Lisa and Guillermo are watching this shoot happen and they're kind of like wondering aloud. Lisa is mystified by Jax and his total lack of a moral compass, which is like, we all are.
I mean, it's literally insane to watch a sociopath like just be like, yeah, I don't feel bad.
Yeah. So Jax goes over to talk to Lisa. She's like, I can't believe Tom hasn't hit you yet. And he goes, he better hit me. He better knock me out. You're a shitty boyfriend. You deserved it. Satisfy your girlfriend and we won't have a problem.
Bro, so fucking gross.
This is like a narrative change from
episode. Last episode, he said that he was depressed.
Yep.
That he was stressed out, not eating and not sleeping.
Yeah.
Because he and Stassi had been on and off all year.
Yep. And now he's like, you don't fuck your girlfriend. Somebody has to do it.
It is fucking disgusting.
That is your best friend. Like, okay. And then Lisa...
Wait, can I also say the problem is that with him saying that, I'm like, oh, I believe that that's why you did it.
Me too.
Like, I believe that he...
Well, I don't believe that he wasn't eating and sleeping and he was so distraught about Stassi.
We know that's a lie. We know that's a lie. But I believe that... And maybe he just doesn't have any reason at all, but I do believe that there's a chance that he was on the couch with Kristen being like, well, someone's got to have sex with her. It's fucking disgusting.
I do kind of think it was like motivated by literally nothing, to be honest.
Just like boredom. Yeah. He just like doesn't care.
Just boredom. But so then he goes over to talk to Lisa and she's like, when he's talking to Lisa, she's like, Jax, like, why did you do that? You were his friend. And he goes, friend, we'll use that term loosely. You are best friends.
He's inventing a reality.
He is inventing a reality.
It's so crazy.
In his talking head, he says, I hate when everybody calls me the bad guy.
Literally.
I don't feel bad. The relationship was bullshit. They were glorified roommates.
Yes. Also, no, they weren't.
You are turning into a fucking supervillain before our eyes.
And let me say this. Tom and Kristen might not have been fucking, but they were not glorified roommates.
No.
That is not how roommates treat each other.
No.
Roommates don't yell and scream at each other and get in fights every single week.
No. Roommates don't have to leave the house to sleep at somebody else's house.
No. No. That's not what was going
on. And they were occasionally having sex. Like, I believe that they were having sex more than Katie and Tom Schwartz.
I guess I just don't know because at one point Tom is like, we hadn't had sex in 3 months. But I think that he was talking about when he slept. Or when he kissed Ariana.
I thought so too. Because they banged after...
And that was so long ago.
They banged after Lake Arrowhead.
They did bang after Lake Arrowhead.
And they banged in Cabo.
We know literally the two times they had sex.
Yeah.
And it's always after a fight.
Yep.
Love. I love their love.
Love is love is love.
The photo shoot continues. They shoot all the girls lined up on their stomachs with their butts up. And then all of them kind of laying on the ground together like...
A little puddle.
Ew, hate that.
I know.
Once again, what are these photos for?
Girl
That's
puddle.
What I said, is it for Instagram?
When
There's
they're
no
doing
way for me to know.
When they're doing the girl puddle, Fabian is on the roof.
Yes.
Fabian gets on the roof to shoot from above. Sexy,
love Fabian.
Me too.
Stassi tells Fabian that they want to do naked photos, and so all the girls plus Peter get naked and take photos against a wall, and Stassi and Peter are literally dick to vagina.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. And he like grabs her hips. I was like,
Stop.
Literally don't do that. And so then Lisa runs in and is like, what's going on?
Imagine being naked in front of your boss.
Well, this is what I was going to say about how I know that they don't have anything on under, or I guess they're naked now. But then literally there is a point when Peter is like putting his towel back on and he just like is dick out in front of Lisa.
It's
like
crazy. Well, then Lisa looks at his penis on the camera and is like, can we Photoshop that? Can we make it a little bigger?
Literally. Anyway,
you should never be seeing your employee's penis in person or in a picture.
Preferably neither. Then we learn that Sheena is having her engagement party at Sir tomorrow. Sheena says that she wants Tom there tomorrow, but she doesn't want Kristen. And Lisa's like, well, she has to be there. It's a social thing.
Yeah. She's like, this is a work thing. That's why I didn't invite her. But like, you can't control if she comes tomorrow.
It's so funny the way that this is all overshadowing Sheena's engagement party or engagement so much, because literally it's like, they will. We'll see. But like, they're just about to ruin her engagement party.
100%.
I pray to God that she had another one because it's unreal.
Me too.
Lisa tells Stassi that she needs to apologize to Kristen tomorrow because she was wrong for slapping her.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi says that she deserved to be slapped 47 more times. Okay. Not true.
Okay.
And Lisa is just like, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to apologize the second that you put your hands on someone, you're in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi literally just like groans loudly over Lisa as she talks.
Yep.
Then she says that she will follow up the apology with a crucifixion. And Lisa's like, what the fuck does that mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Literally, what do you mean? And then Stassi says, I lost the battle. I will win this war. She is going out of her mind. Like,
but also like, wait, what battle did you lose?
I don't
the
know.
Fact that you have to apologize? That's not losing the battle.
No, you won the battle. You've literally backhanded her in front of everyone that you guys know.
You won the battle old-fashioned way by hitting.
Yeah, literally a duel. Like, that is winning the battle.
Yeah.
She is just like out of her fucking mind right now.
Mm-hmm. We're back at the pool. Fabian is kind of enraging everyone, and it's very tense because Tom and Jax have to be near each other. Yeah. And they kind of want to stand far apart from each other, but they're not allowed.
Yes.
Fabian has to keep being like closer.
Guys, you're getting further apart. Come on. You guys look so good together.
You guys look so good together. Sexy.
Sexy, more sexy.
But Lisa is watching and whispering to Guillermo, kind of whispering.
A little bit. She's stage whispering.
Mostly talking out loud about how Tom is like not acting like himself and she feels really bad for him. And like, of course, like he's not going to be doing well right now. And she gets it.
And then I'm like, then why did you get mad at him for coming 45 minutes
late? I know.
But whatever.
And he is fully moping around the side of the pool. Everybody else is like jumping in and playing, and he is like sitting by himself all sad.
Jax is literally splashing in the water playing, having fun, and Tom is like pacing around the pool sad.
Yeah, and then like sits under an umbrella. It's like so sad and alone.
Funny.
Lisa approaches a sad sack Tom to ask if he believes what happened, if he believes the truth, which he does not. Tom tells Lisa about how the phone could have been hacked.
Yep.
To which Lisa is like,
oh my God, it's literally so crazy to be like, it could have been the hackers.
Well, she was like, well, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard, Tom. Like, do you really think Jax would be capable of like, quote unquote, hacking a phone? And Tom was like, no, I actually don't believe that. And Lisa's like, why are you saying that? And he was like, it could be true.
Oh my gosh.
It could be true.
Yes, it could literally, theoretically, technically be true.
Technically, he has the capability to like press the buttons on his phone to make that happen.
He didn't.
But he didn't. And you know, he didn't. You know. So Tom is telling Lisa that it's really hard to be around everybody when everybody's being so chill with Jax.
Yeah.
And Lisa is like, are you more upset with Kristen or Jax? Like, isn't it better that Jax told the truth and Kristen is still lying? Because you know she's lying.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
That logic,
nor do I.
Then that narrative is just like, honestly, no, because obviously Kristen isn't acting in a way that's like good, but it is like she is acting in a way that does show that she feels bad about what happened.
Yes.
She's lying because she's ashamed of it.
Yes, of course.
Jax is acting in a way that he doesn't feel any shame or guilt. So it's like,
yeah, no. It's like to be telling the truth in this situation is not, it's not honorable.
No. And
not in the way he's doing it.
No, exactly. Like, of course it would be better if Kristen told the truth and felt bad, but she's lying because she feels bad and is like scared and has like actual human emotions. Jax is telling the truth because he and Tom aren't friends. They've never been friends. I lived in an apartment where we shared a sheet wall together. That's not my friend.
I wouldn't say that he's my friend.
Friend is crazy.
And by the way, he wasn't even fucking his girlfriend.
Somebody had to do it. Like, fuck off.
But so Tom starts crying and says he wants to hide under his covers and pretend this never happened.
That was literally so sad.
It was so sad.
He keeps saying things that are actually so fucking sad.
Because like, of course, to be in this situation, I would want to close my eyes and be like, what the fuck is happening? I wish this wasn't happening so bad.
Yes, because not only has something terrible happened to you, everyone is acting fucking crazy.
It would be like you were in the Twilight Zone.
Literally. Literally. Oh my God. I feel literally so fucking bad for him. Holy shit. And I, once again, I understand he cheated on, like, it's not like I'm like, Tom is like, no, but in the show, you just have to take it situation by situation because yes. No one is ever right.
And it's hard to not, it's hard to look at something like this and not feel bad for him. Almost impossible.
Yeah. The only person that I actually can't, it's because it is like, I know you're experiencing like real sadness. Yes. The only person that I don't feel that way about is Jax. Like he just doesn't have access to real human emotions.
Because he doesn't experience real sadness.
Yeah, of course not.
But then so Lisa is talking to Tom about Kristen and says, she's lying to you, right? So deal with it. Don't worry about him, aka Jax.
Yes.
He doesn't give a shit about you. You should be more concerned with the woman you're laying in bed with every night. Yes, that is like true. But the thing is, like we said before, like Tom and Kristen's relationship is built on lying and cheating.
Yes.
So Kristen cheating on him is like not really what stings. It's no. Jax betraying him. And also these guys don't really give a shit that much about their girlfriends.
Yes.
So the betrayal of a friend cuts much deeper.
Yes. Yes. Literally. Yeah.
Which she like cannot understand.
Yeah. Don't know if you clocked this. Lisa walks away and then it cuts out and Tom is wearing no shirt, swim trunks, white leather loafers that look so fucking ugly. Yes. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes. I actually didn't even catch that this time, but I've watched this episode like a couple months ago and I saw it and I was like,
holy
oh
shit.
My God.
It is literally so fucking funny.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's so funny. Okay, then we are back at Tom and Kristen's apartment. Kristen is once again doing her thing where she's trying to make a joke out of this thing, the terrible situation that she has created. She says, do you want to make a bet on how long it will be until I get a drink thrown in my face? Tom says, no.
No.
She goes, it was a joke. I'm trying to make light of this amazing situation I'm about to walk into tonight.
Girl. Kristen.
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 Stop. Stop.
You have to stop.
You have to just
She's
stop.
Just overcorrecting so bad because she is so hellbent on just absolutely gaslighting the shit out of Tom, like hitting, she literally is like concussing him, like hitting yes. him over the fucking yes. head with her lies. She has put herself in a position where she feels like she can't really show him like any type of like empathy or be like,
mm-mm.
Look, I get that this is, even if what I'm saying is somehow fucking true that I didn't sleep with Jax Taylor, I get that this is like a terrible situation for you.
She can't backtrack whatsoever. No. She can't. To she her, can't even like give an inch.
Showing any sign of remorse, I think, to her is like, well, then I'm proving that I'm guilty.
I think so, too. And I bet Tom would be like,
you're guilty.
You're guilty.
Yeah. Kristen says that she's actually most concerned about talking to Lisa, but she's just going to, quote unquote, try to be honest about everything. Sure.
Okay.
Tom explains that he talked to Lisa and Stassi yesterday and that Stassi went into more details about the sex that she had with Jax.
Yep.
And Kristen is like, I haven't texted him at all.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Kristen.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tom basically explains that he's like, he has tried to understand, like see any way in which it's possible from- that those texts didn't come from Kristen's phone, but that they just like 100% came from her phone. And he's like, please be honest.
Yeah. I mean, he's closely examined it from every possible angle and there is no other explanation.
Yeah, he put his fucking detective hat and monocle on and said, let me look at this.
It is like, Kristen, you should be thankful that he's doing that. It's like he put in his fucking due literally. Diligence to try and prove that you are not guilty.
And
girl, you are guilty. Fucking guilty.
And she's like, I am being honest.
I'm not lying to you.
This is once again when she says, I can't believe that Tom is taking Jax's word over mine. It's not his word at this point. It is physical evidence that you were texting Jax saying, we slept together. Did you tell anyone? I really can't have this get out. Like, it's
delete
not,
these messages.
It's not his word. That's, bitch, it's your word.
It's your
He's
word.
He's taking your word over your word.
Yeah.
He's taking your truthful word over your lying word.
He's taking your past texted word over your verbal lying word right now. Yes.
Tom once again is like, you need to admit the truth. And she's like, and he's like, I know like how you act when you've done this in the past. And she goes, ugh.
Yeah, this is when girl, I go, ugh.
Ugh.
Literally hands in the air.
Literally being like, grr. It's like, bitch, come you're on. So bad at lying.
It is just like
unbelievable.
It's so crazy that literally two episodes ago it was roles reversed in Cabo. Kristen screaming at Tom at the pool, being like, you have to be honest, and him being like, I'm not lying.
And the way that it was also just like Kristen lying in this situation is so much crazier than
yes.
Tom lying.
Yes.
It's so crazy. Like
Tom lying about having kissed Ariana like 3 years ago.
And also just like there wasn't like hard proof of it. So nope. It is kind of like just keep lying and maybe she'll forget about
and
it.
And that one was Kristen taking Jax's word.
Yeah.
Because Jax said that he got that picture, that Tom got the picture of Ariana in a nighty.
What is that?
What is
picture.
That?
What is that?
It'd be so bad not to be friends with Jack Taylor. I know he would be doing that all the time. Oh, he would be
peeping over your fucking shoulder every time you're texting. Who is that? What are you saying? What is that? Who
looking at like, a phone. What is that?
He would like go to the bathroom and come back and he would be going through your phone.
100%.
Being like, what are these photos? Girl, put that down. He is so crazy. Much.
He for sure would be doing that. He's definitely doing that to this day. Yeah, so,
I mean, he did it with Britney's iPad, obviously.
He did it with Britney's iPad.
After she says, ugh, literally, I cries. I trust that most of you are watching this along, but you gotta watch that if you're not. So ugh, literally, like,
fist in the air,
being like, God damn it.
No. Chum.
Literally. He says, I know this shit is fucking true, and if you want us to fucking move on, you need to tell me, Kristen. She says, if you don't believe me, then this is over. And he's like, okay, you're right. It's over.
Yeah.
And Kristen then gets mad, and she's like, God damn it. I can't believe Jax Taylor is ruining my relationship. It's like, girl.
She's like, I hope that piece of shit burns in hell.
To be in her head right now,
oh my God.
You know that, because you know that she basically has to get to the point of like believing her own lies.
Yeah.
Because she is just going so crazy and over the top with it.
Well, she definitely does believe right now, like, Jax Taylor has ruined my relationship.
Yes, I think that is what's helping motivate her too, is that she does feel, and in a way, she's kind of right.
Yeah.
She does like really feel like, this is Jax's fault. And so I think that is helpful for her to be like, oh, I can't believe Jax is ruining my relationship. And yeah. Like, that is her emotional truth. But it's like, well, you did the thing that he said you did.
Yes, but it is his fault for running his big fat fucking mouth to the other Katie.
Yeah,
All those months ago.
Oh, and then Tom strains his hair out of anger, and that's the scene.
Yeah, Kristen storms outside to smoke a cigarette, and Tom starts flat ironing
and then kind of gives up because really he's angry. Like, oh, fuck. Fuck this.
So fucking mad. Now we have the fillerest, most filler scene of all time, which is Ariana and Sheena dress shopping. This is when we kind of start the I'm on a waitress budget conversation.
Do you want to say what Ariana's wearing?
What is Ariana wearing?
Oh, well, she's going to go ahead and be wearing gold chain suspenders over her white tank top.
Oh, yeah. She's rocking it.
She's rocking those suspenders, wow. Mama.
She is actually so quirked up. Rock and
roll
up.
Chica.
She is a rock and roll chica, 100%.
She is quirked up, Shawnee.
And she is like sexy quirked up.
Yeah, 100%.
But Sheena is like, oh, these dresses are so expensive and I'm on a waitress budget. And it's like, we know you banged your front tooth out by falling off that stool. Now you got all that money from that restaurant. So
yeah, she says, holy crap, when she learns a dress is $8,000.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Her kind of main concern is that, okay, well, she tries on a dress and then the lady
she tries on a series of like mermaid style dresses.
Yes.
That obviously look like fucking shit.
Well, mermaid style is not my style necessarily, no. But to each their own.
To each their own.
She puts it on. The lady helping her is like, well, now we know that you're going to have to show off your body.
Yes.
You're going to, now that you've tried some fun, we know you have to show off that beautiful, little teeny tiny little beautiful body. You gotta
show that body off at your wedding. Body, yaddy, yaddy.
And Sheena is like, yes, 100%. I need a sexy, classy dress that I can totally twerk and booty pop in.
Yes.
The lady is like, we can put in a piece of elastic in the ass, basically. And they laugh, but it's like, Sheena, you ultimately will choose a two-piece wedding dress.
You will be choosing a cropped-up wedding dress.
That you can twerk and booty pop in.
Yeah, girl.
A two-piece crop-top wedding dress that your aunt sewed.
Okay, so things are about to pop off. We are at Sir for the engagement party.
Yay!
Stassi is basically like the only beacon of positivity we have in the hellscape that is Sir right now is Sheena's wedding.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true. It is, and yet you guys continue to shit all over it time and time again.
Yeah. Yep.
Sheena keeps showing her engagement ring off in the confessional, which is dwarfed by the literal huge ass statement ring that she is wearing on her other fingers. It's completely distracting.
You can't see it at all.
No, I was like, what is that?
Take those other ones off,
like,
girl.
Wearing like a diamond encrusted ring that is literally taking up half her finger.
Yep.
And then being like, look at my engagement ring. I can't see it. I'm being blinded by the other rocks on your hand.
And it's like, which one?
Literally. Lisa tells Stassi that she has to apologize again. Stassi is like, I don't want to fucking do that. How am I supposed to do
how
that?
How am I supposed
girl,
to do that?
Girl, what the fuck do you mean?
You pull her aside and you say, I'm sorry for hitting you.
And then Lisa says, Stassi is definitely growing up. I think she's kind of learning to try and separate her professional and her emotional life, which is a sign of maturity.
Yeah, that what was...
The only thing that she could have meant by that is that Stassi chose to backhand Kristen at a restaurant that wasn't served.
That is what she means. That has to be what she means.
What
and
the
that
fuck
she,
are
like,
you talking about?
That she like technically agreed to apologize to Kristen after like so much poking and prodding to get her to do it.
So crazy.
She is not growing up in that sense at all. It is not a sign of maturity whatsoever. Being she like, said she was going to crucify her.
It is so mature of Stassi to actually not physically assault one of her coworkers and best friends on the premises of the restaurant. She is learning to separate her emotional and professional life. No,
that was just really out of left field.
It really was insane for her to say that.
That was moment. Like inappropriate,
it
Lisa.
Was.
Well, there's going to be a surprise in the lounge.
There's going to be a surprise in the lounge.
Bring your drinks. There's a
and
surprise in the lounge.
Sheena's kind of like Ariana, come dance with me. And Ariana's like, I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that. Sheena gets up on the bar in her little, she's basically wearing like gold American Apparel shorts.
Yeah, the gold hot pants.
Gold hot pants, but the short version.
Yep.
And of course, she's wearing her gold sneaker heels. Duh. Her song is good as gold.
And she's wearing tights as well. She's like full cheerleader.
She is full cheerleader. She gets on the bar and is like, okay, I will be premiering my single for you guys, Good as Gold. This is literally so funny because I feel like I talk about oftentimes how there is a certain type of a straight woman who for her wedding is her only chance to perform. And that is literally what Sheena says in the talking head. She's like, if Shay and I could have parties like this all the time, it would be amazing.
Yep.
And it's like, you can just go perform. Like
you can go. Well, and she does.
She does. But she can do it more than if she wants. Go to an open mic.
I know. Oh my God. But she wants to be on TV is the thing for it. Yeah. She doesn't want to just go to an open mic. She wants a camera crew there.
True, true, true. Katie is like, no way Sheena's going to waste a captive audience to debut her fuck ass single.
Yes. Stassi says that she has douche bumps.
Yes. So then obviously she gets on stage. She says, I'll open Pandora's box for you. I'll bring the rock for you. We're going out tonight. What does she mean by rock?
Tonight. Like rock and roll.
Oh. I thought she meant like the drugs. Rings.
The drugs.
I think they call crystal meth rock, don't they?
Yeah. Like crack rock.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. So she's bringing the crack for you.
No, that's Jax's job.
This whole thing made me really be like, Sheena should be a housewife. Sheena out of everyone would be the best housewife.
I know. And people are commenting like, I don't want to see Sheena on the Valley, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, hey, she's good on TV.
She is like one of the most desperate and I say this literally out of love, desperate and humiliating people.
Yeah.
To watch her like try to, I feel conflicted about it because I feel like honestly at this point, she's maybe even a bit too much of a shell of herself. But to watch her like try to compete with the other housewives and like throw parties and just like be like so desperate.
It's her perfect scene.
It would be amazing.
It is like, I mean, Housewives is like a Hunger Games style competition. Yes. And like Sheena will fight to the death if you put her in there.
She will. Oh my God. I really wish I could see her on Housewives. But I just think that she would, Stassi I think would be good too. But I think that Sheena would be like out of this cast, one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
Tom and Kristen show up holding hands, obviously.
Yes, they do.
And they give Sheena a big gift. Kristen is kind of frowning and stomping about.
A triple decker pink present.
So then Stassi approaches Kristen and is like, if I could talk to you outside, out front, you're welcome to come. And then Tom says, okay.
Well, no, I think she says, if I could talk to you outside to Kristen Tom, and then talks to Tom, says to
I did
Tom,
not
you're
read it way that, way that way, but that makes sense because I was like, she wasn't even talking to you. Kristen says nothing, though. Tom says, okay.
Yep.
They go outside and Kristen is like, I can't even look at you in the eye to Stassi. And
before Stassi can even say a single word, Kristen is sobbing and saying
that. She starts sobbing. Stassi says, I can't even cry over you anymore, Kristen. Mm-hmm. And Kristen says, and you don't deserve to. I can't look you in the eye because I lied to your face. Yes, I did have sex with him one time.
Yes, I did have sex with him one time.
One time, girl.
One time, girl. Which time? The time when Tom was there or the time Tom wasn't there?
She's probably saying it wasn't that Tom was there.
Well, Tom was there for one of them.
To make it a little better.
Because it did happen twice.
And Stassi is shocked. She's like, so you did it? And Kristen is like, yes. And then we get an amazing montage of Kristen being like, ew, Christina Kelly. I swear on my mom, my dad, my baby cousin, my sister's life that I didn't fuck Jax. That is so nasty.
That's disgusting, Tom. Why would you ever say that? Stassi, shut the fuck up. I would never fucking say
Stassi,
I do that.
I guess I forgive you for accusing me. It's humiliating, obviously. She's acted in a way that is just absolutely insane.
Yep.
And then I said, like, in my opinion, Kristen was way more afraid to tell Stassi the truth than Tom.
I think so, too. I think she just knew that if she told one of them, then she was going to have to tell the other one or the other one would find out.
Yeah. But I do think that she just knows that like Stassi wants to ruin her fucking life in a way that Tom is not interested in ruining her life.
Yes. And I think that's why she told Tom first so that she could go into this conversation knowing that Tom would back her up.
Yes. Yes. And Sandoval is just kind of sitting there. At this point, it's unclear if this is the first time Kristen has admitted it to him. And then Kristen is just like crying and apologizing for lying. And Stassi is like, it's not about the lying. It's about the fact that you cheated on your boyfriend with my ex-boyfriend.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, okay. Stassi is getting on my nerves.
Stassi goes, what is wrong with you? And Kristen goes, everything.
It's just like, you already had your day in the sun humiliating her.
I know.
And I understand she's not going to let it go. But like, once again, what Stassi did last episode was just like so like legitimately and purely evil.
You already hit her in the face
in front of everyone you fucking know.
In front of everyone you know, you gathered everyone so that they could watch you hit her in the face.
And it's just like, is that not enough?
That's enough.
The answer is no, though. In the talking head, Kristen is like, I'm the only person to blame. when I slept with Jax, I betrayed everyone and I lost all my friends.
Yeah.
Stassi continues to yell at Kristen for making her feel bad. And Tom is like, she can't make you feel bad, which is like technically true, but they don't understand that.
I mean, Tom is like pissing me off during this, obviously. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for him, but I am like, you should stop yelling at Stassi. You and Kristen should break up. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm kind of on his side in this scene, to be honest, just because like,
I just don't understand why Tom and Kristen came to the party. I guess they had to.
Yeah.
But it is like, if I were in Kristen's shoes, I would never admit to Stassi at a party where everybody is on Stassi's side that I fucked Jax.
Yeah. I think my thing with Tom in this scene is that I just wish he was smart enough to say, like, you've already humiliated her enough. Because, yes, like, Kristen is being, like, dragged through the fucking mud.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone is against her. It is, like, at least we can give her one person to be on her side.
Well, okay, yeah. So I guess the reason that I'm annoyed with Tom is because he's being, like, Stassi, you're playing the victim and I'm the biggest victim.
Yeah. No, that I agree.
And
I,
it's, like,
his reasoning is all off.
Your obviously. Reasoning is off.
The reasoning is always off. I just am, like, if one of you guys could be smart enough to say the right thing for fucking once.
For once. For once.
For fucking once. He says, like, I just knew it would be impossible for her to face this alone. So all I can think about is being there for her, which is why I'm like on his side, because I'm like, I get it. Like, that is really nice.
Yes.
And like, and also it is like, well, if she can't do this alone, then she needs someone there to do it with her, because she can't. She wasn't going to do it alone.
No,
she wasn't going
to
do it alone.
To be honest, again, it's like he probably feels so relieved that she admitted on it. It's like they both cheat on each other. Now it's all out in the open. Literally. And it's like, I'm sure in their twisted minds, they're like, okay, well, now we can be together.
Yes.
Because we are being honest with each other and it's all in our
past. Thank God we're being honest with each other and it's all in our past.
That's such the crazy thing about this couple. Tom and Kristen is like, it's in our past. And it's like, as if you don't carry those things with you.
It's crazy. They literally, as the episode, like whatever, two episodes ago, when Tom is like, I admit it to Kristen and we've agreed that we are moving on from a place of honestness and openness and trust.
It's like,
and then they're just absolutely screaming at each other 2 hours later. It's like, girl, that is not the case.
You can't just like drop that off in the past and be like, and we're done with it.
No.
Especially not Kristen.
No, especially not the two of you. Yeah, this is when Tom basically says, like, my problem with you right now, Stassi, is that you're acting like the biggest victim. And Stassi kind of just yells at him more about how she is a terrible victim. And I get what you're saying. Like, it is annoying, but like, she also is being crazy.
I mean, of course.
Just in the way that like, she does love to be the victim.
Yeah.
It is like, she's so happy to do it.
Yeah, she is being so evil and so awful right now. It was giving me such flashbacks to last year when Jax sat her down at a similar style of party and was like, and I actually have been lying to you for months, and I did sleep with that girl. Like, this is so that.
No, you're right.
This is so that I also would probably freak out. Obviously not like that. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. But it is like, are you fucking kidding? This just happened to me last year.
Yeah, no, it's true. And obviously, she literally is like being triggered. I think it's just hard for me because of the way she did just backhand
Kristen.
Because
of the hitting.
Like, it was just so diabolical that I'm having a little bit of problems with Stassi right now. But I do understand that she has also been a victim of this entire situation.
Yeah.
So then in the talking head, Stassi is basically just like, okay, I guess they'll never break up.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I guess so.
She says they're locking themselves to each other and it's a really sad, dark, lonely place.
Yes.
And they are.
They are. But they are not for long. They will
not for long.
They'll free themselves. So then Stassi goes inside and walks up to Katie and Schwartz and is crying.
Crying. She's crying.
She's crying, but no tears are coming out, I'll be honest.
She's crying and she immediately starts smoking a cigarette.
Yes. She's like crying, no tears coming out, hand out, getting a cigarette from someone.
Uh-huh.
She's just like, Kristen admitted it. And everyone is like, what?
It
like,
literally is
they
like,
can't believe it.
Jaws drop.
Like, they literally are saying like, admitted what? And it's like, well, there's only one thing she could have admitted, but they literally cannot believe it.
It's like Katie, Tom Schwartz, and then that other random girl who he had beef with earlier. And then as soon as Stassi says it, like a bunch more people flock over and are like, what are you guys talking about?
Literally. Stassi is acting mad that she quote unquote didn't get to apologize. You did not want to apologize. No, she saved you from that.
Yep.
Everyone is just shocked. And then Tom comes over and is like, Jax, come here. He's like, don't worry, nothing is gonna happen. And Jax is like, I'm not afraid of you. I didn't think anything's gonna happen. And then they go to the back alley.
He goes, Jax, come here. Don't worry, nothing's gonna happen. And Jax goes, I'm not worried about anything happening. I don't care.
He is being so pissing me.
I mean,
off
he's
so
about
much.
To get even worse.
Stick his head in a fucking blender and turn it on.
Legitness. So now they're in the back alley and it's Tom and Jax having a conversation. Tom is obviously like kind of immediately crying, like feeling deeply upset by the events that are occurring.
Yes.
And Jax is sitting there staring at him with a full murderer's dead eye look.
Literally, it's all shut down at this point.
It's fully shut down. It's fully, fully shut down.
It's like when Stassi threw out all of his supplements, but just 1 million times worse.
Well, it's worse because Yeah, because even at least when Stassi threw out his supplements, he was mad at first and then he shut down.
Yeah.
Like, he has just been fucking stone cold about it the whole time. Mm-hmm. Tom is kind of just like asking him. He wants to know why he did this, because Tom's been a really, feels like he's been a good friend to mm-hmm. him. He's always been a friend to him. He's been there for him. He's accepted him.
Yes.
Then we cut.
So crazy to be like, I've accepted you, Jax Taylor. It's like,
yes.
Oh my God. And it's true.
And it's like, well, that's so valid. Like, Tom has been there for that psycho freak Jax for years.
And he has accepted you doing literally like the most terrible things you could possibly imagine.
Accepted you with open arms, kept your secrets, supported you, stayed by your side, like done so much for you, like more than anybody has like done for anybody else.
Yeah.
It's a great, and okay. So we're kind of going back and forth during this scene, because on the inside, Lisa's talking to Kristen. Kristen tells Lisa that she lied about Jax. Mm-hmm. And Lisa's like, I actually don't really care about that much. I care that you've affected the dynamic at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And Lisa also tells Kristen, like, you basically have fucked up all of your relationships and your job.
Yeah.
And then is in her talking head being like, I'm fully and deeply disgusted with Kristen's actions. Which I am like, Lisa,
I know.
Come on.
Be more disgusted by Jax. Yeah. Come on.
And like, you're the boss. Like, maintain some air of professionalism, but like, no, she won't. It's she just so saw crazy. Them naked.
She just saw Peter's wiener.
Yeah, Peter's wiener.
Petey's weenie.
We're back in the back alley. Tom is telling Jax how he read the text between Jax and Kristen. And he was like, I feel like I literally got fucking Jaxed, dude. Like, I got preyed upon.
He did get Jaxed.
And you did to me what we would do to other guys that we don't even care about. AKA fuck their girlfriends.
Which is so fucking nasty.
So gross.
Oh my God. I just like the things that they've all done together. It's so gross.
Yeah. To be like, Jax, what are you doing? Like, this is what we do to fucking losers. It's not what we do to each other.
Brother, trust you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Oh my gosh.
And Jax is like, well, what do you even want from me? Like, okay, I did it. What do you want from me? And Tom is like, I just want to know why you don't have any remorse. Like, I would feel so bad. I would feel horrible if I had done this. And Jax goes, I'm okay. Doesn't bother me. And Tom goes, that is fucking creepy.
It is creepy. It's
weird as fuck.
He is acting creepy as
fuck. He's acting so creepy. He's like sitting in the dark, dead eyes, staring
literally
at Tom.
Literally just like.
Being like, I don't care about any
it
of this.
It is creepy as fuck.
It's fucking weird.
Horrifying.
Jax goes, I sleep good at night. So he doesn't even have intonation. He's like, I sleep good at night. So I'm okay.
So I'm okay.
I don't know what else to tell you. You sleep good at night?
Oh,
to be
my
looking
God.
In the face of your best friend whose girlfriend you fucked, being like, I feel good about myself.
And you and I were not even friends.
And we were never even friends. And you weren't having sex with her. So like, what so did you want me to do?
It. It is like literally repulsive. I mean, it's just so crazy because he is just like actually a sociopath. And it's just really crazy to see this and be watching him on The Valley right now.
I know.
Like, all of this through the lens of like him on The Valley is so demented because literally he hasn't
changed
at all, obviously. Like, he just has only gotten worse. Like, the power that he feels of being on TV has made him worse. Doing copious amounts of cocaine has made him worse. I'm sure doing all of his testosterone and steroids has made him worse.
Like, totally abusing therapy has made him
worse.
Yeah,
and just having to basically never answer for any of his crimes, obviously, has made him
worse. Everything going unchecked
so
has gone worse. Him,
it's
like,
just unbelievable. And he has a kid.
Yeah. Oh.
Who is nonverbal.
Cruz.
Who cries when he sees him.
Yeah, runs away from him.
So
then in Jax's talking head, he says the thing like, Tom and Kristen's relationship is bullshit. Tom doesn't pine for her. Kristen needs to get laid and so do I.
Brother.
Come on. And then Tom like walks out.
It would be so much better to say like, I actually don't know why I did it. Even if you don't feel remorse, it would be so much better to be like, I don't know why I did it.
Instead of one of the most evilest motivations of
the
all time. Like, why are you making up an awful,
like,
awful motivation?
You don't fuck your girlfriend, so I had to.
And it's like,
oh, stop saying that.
And why would that be your job? Why would that be your job, Jax? Even if that were true and you really thought like somebody needs to fuck Kristen because Tom's not doing it, why would you step in?
It's like so gross. It's so gross. And it's obviously just like, so also like dehumanizing to Kristen.
It's disgusting, obviously awful. And then Tom walks back into the restaurant because like this conversation's getting fucking nowhere.
Yep.
And Jax just kind of sits back with a little smile on his face and sips his drink.
Oh, he looks so scary.
Oh, and then finally we cut back to Lisa and Kristen talking, and Lisa is like, Kristen, honestly, do you think you can still work at this restaurant?
Yeah.
And Kristen is like, I think I can,
girl.
girl.
Insane.
And Lisa tells her,
no, you can't.
You can't. You can't. Well, Lisa tells her, if you quit, you'd be doing me a really big favor.
Yeah, she soft fires her.
Yeah.
Sandoval asks Schwartz what he should do. Like, they're sitting together.
Never ask Schwartz what you should do.
Never.
Never.
Ever ask Schwartz for advice.
Never ask Schwartz for advice.
Schwartz is like, you let Kristen, like, make an ass out of you in front of everyone. And she admits it now. Like, I don't think that I would ever forgive her for that. And Sandoval is basically just like, Jax is being crazy. I think the problem, too, is that no one will acknowledge to Sandoval that Jax is being crazy. Insane. Like,
I know.
And once again, it's just like Kristen's actions and motivations make so much more sense than Jax's. So it's like, of course Kristen made a fool out of him. Of course she should have apologized or admitted it sooner. But he knows why she did those things.
He knows all of that. He knows all of that. And Jax is being a psychopath freak.
Like, literally acting like a serial killer.
Yes.
Acting literally like a killer. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, that's Jax. Let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
What?
Everyone be... Tom Schwartz is their third best friend. They are three best friends.
Yeah.
It is like, Tom, did you just hear Jax say that he actually was never friends with Tom Sandoval? It's like, that's crazy. He's acting, know that's not true.
It's like, the problem is that, yeah, Jax is acting non-human and Kristen is acting human. And there's just like so much shit that's being like thrown in his face right now.
Yep.
And of course, as you said too, it's like, at least if he doesn't turn on Kristen, he has one person who's on his side.
Yes. Before Tom and... When the Tom and Toms are...
So crazy.
I know.
I'm literally scared.
When the Toms are having their convo, Schwartz is like, okay, like, see you later, buddy. And Tom is like, yeah, I'll see you later. I have something I have to go do. Will leans down and whispers, I have something I have to go do. And Tom Schwartz is like, please, please, please don't do something crazy. And then Sandoval just kind of like storms away.
Winks at him.
Literally.
So Lisa goes up to the group of girls that are sitting around, like Sheena, Stassi, Katie, whatever.
And Jax,
one of the girls.
One of the girls.
And is like, let's cheers to Sheena. And then Kristen and Tom walk up. Mm-hmm. And Stassi is basically like, why the fuck are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Kristen and Tom are like, we are guests at this party. And then Lisa's kind of just like, shut the fuck up. It is just like so fucking awkward.
It's
like,
so
it is
awkward.
Literally so awkward. Like, everyone is just kind of like sitting there. And Kristen is like, yes, cheers, Sheena. And then Sheena's like, thank you, Kristen. Like, this is the most like uncomfortable thing I've ever been a part
of. She literally goes, this is the most awkward cheers of my life. And literally, it is. Nobody is smiling at all.
No one is talking other than saying cheers. They're and then it's all, like, pitch silent.
They're all looking at Tom. They're staring at Tom.
And then Lisa's just sitting there like a queen or something. Lisa's like, okay, this part is so weird. I'm like, it's literally like choreographed. Lisa's like, okay, I'm going to go. And I think you guys should too. And she gets up so fucking slowly.
Yep.
It's almost like she's like, I think you guys should too. Like, wink, wink. Something terrible is going to happen.
Well, I think that attitude in the air is like something really bad is about to happen. Obviously Tom, spoiler, is about to hit Jax, and he's like waiting for Lisa to leave so that he can do it. And she is like, okay, I'm gonna go, please don't do something bad.
And she just gets up so fucking slowly. Yep. And is like literally like a little doll being like,
yep,
like walking away. So crazy. It was making me laugh. And then Tom is like, Jax, and Jax is like, we already talked, like, what the fuck else do you want from me? And Tom is like, I know, but you just don't ever feel anything. And then he says, would you feel this? And then punches Jax straight in his fucking forehead.
Punches him straight in the fucking forehead.
Like,
would you ever feel this? Bow!
And then just starts fucking swinging on him, like, wailing on him.
It actually is so sick.
It's sick.
It's fucking sick. Awesome, because usually the fights get broken up earlier.
This one literally can't.
This one, they are throwing fucking punches for real.
The way that we've had back-to-back fights is so crazy.
I know, it's girls like, fight, then boys fight.
It's also just like, imagine your friend group
is prone to physical violence.
Well, in one week, you have two physical fights within your friend group.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I guess we're all still friends. Shut the whole thing down.
We're on TV together.
I was also thinking while I was watching this that, like, for Stassi to, like, backhand Kristen, that has to be a moment when you're like, I need to check in with myself.
100%. You just hit somebody in the face.
Yeah. Like, a huge moment of being like, well, I need to check in with myself. I need to go therapy. This
I just
crazy.
Slapped my friend. I just backhanded my friend in the face.
Of course.
I just called her a dirty fucking whore and then slapped her across the face.
I mean, obviously, same with Sandoval. Like, it's all just like, you need to check in with yourself.
Wow, the way he was hit, the way they were hitting, though.
It's crazy. So then everyone, like, stands up from the table, literally, like, screaming.
Yeah. Literally. Running, like, little ants scattering, being like, oh my God! Oh my God!
The phlegm in my throat is getting activated when I laugh. Yeah, literally being like, ah! Also, out of frame, someone just throws a drink on them.
Yes, I saw
that
too.
Was?
Probably Tom Schwartz. I thought at first that maybe it was like Tom Sandoval's beer that...
No, someone just
but
throws
it,
a drink
it was
on
a throne. I'm sure it was Tom Schwartz. He loves to throw drinks.
Oh my God. And
he loves to do something to like break up the fight. We know
yes,
that.
Yes. Sheena is screaming. Someone says, yeah, baby, which I think might be Kristen towards Tom. Yeah, it's really hard to track, as always. The fight scenes
are absolute bedlam.
Yeah. Jax is fully smiling. Like, he kind of gets away from Sandoval. He's like stumbling. There's blood dripping down his forehead. He is looking down the barrel of the camera.
He's looking straight into the camera, smiling so big as he wipes the blood away. And somebody goes, Jax, why are you smiling?
Oh my God, it is literally sickening.
They say it another time. They're like, what the fuck? It's so weird that you're smiling. He's literally grinning, like giving a devilish grin. But at one point it cuts to Tom Sandoval and he's smiling a little too, which made me laugh.
Her little feet. Hannah literally kicking her feet right now.
I love a brawl.
Of course, it's so exciting. And I mean, I also think that with Jax in particular, this is the only time that he can feel alive.
I think so too. And I think Tom is just smiling because it's like, I got to punch Jax. And I think Jax is smiling like, I'm coming to life.
Literally like a vampire waking up in his fucking crypt.
Yeah.
Sheena is kind of like beating on Tom, being like, it's kind of like when someone's holding the head and they're like why Iota?
Yeah.
And
but she's slapping.
She's and
like, Tom, how could you do this?
It's literally so funny. And then we see her like being held in Ariana's arms, being like just sobbing, being like, I just got my teeth fixed this morning. Again?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean you just got your teeth fixed this morning? I thought you fixed them months ago.
I know. Well, then she goes up to Lisa and she's like, Lisa, I can't. I just got my teeth fixed. I have my surgery next week. What? And Lisa hugs her and goes, okay, stop.
You're lying again. You're lying because you're overwhelmed. You're lying because you're overwhelmed about your ailments. Stop.
She's like, they knocked me down in my teeth.
What
my
are you surgery? Talking about? What
no,
surgery?
That happened at the beginning of the season. Remember, Sheena?
Sheena
happened a couple months ago. Can't pull that plotline back out.
So fucking funny. Jax is like, let's fucking fight when I'm ready. And then and then like Kristen kind of like yells at him and he's like, you came twice, sweetheart.
Yeah, she goes, you piece of shit. He goes, go fuck some more bartenders. And she goes, fuck you. And he goes, you came twice, sweetheart. Oh, he loves sweetheart.
And in the talking head, Lisa's like, I don't condone what Sandoval did, but I fully understand it. Mm-hmm. And then she helps Jax ice his face and is like, you deserve this.
Yeah, careful. Be more careful where you stick your dick. You deserve this. You're an asshole.
Then Tom and Kristen leave.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax is like, sleep in his talking head. He's like, sleeping with Kristen is the final nail in the coffin. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
What
like,
do you mean?
On you and Tom? You said you guys aren't friends.
Yeah, literally.
On your place in this friend group?
Where? How would you come back from? What do you mean come back? You guys aren't friends. And also it's like, no one in this friend group is acting like you
didn't get kicked out.
No, they're inviting you to the beach, mama. Like,
yeah, it's like, I don't
what
even think
are you,
you
talking
got,
about?
I don't think you were getting invited to the beach before and now you
no,
are.
It's brought you closer into the, it's brought you more into the fold.
He says it's a final nail in the coffin. He's okay with it. What
okay.
do you mean?
He's just so like, he's so like, I'm shutting down all my emotions. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Then Stassi says, I feel like a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend fucked my best friend. I've been cheated on 1,000 times. When are the good people going to come out on top? They literally think of goodness in terms of how many times you've been wronged. It's not
yes.
anything to do with actually being a quote unquote good person. It's about how many times someone has wronged you.
Yeah.
And well, they only think of like badness in comparison to the other bad things that people
because
have done.
None of them do anything good.
Yeah.
So it can only be about being wronged, because if yes. it was about being good, then
they'd all be bad.
They'd all be really
which is
bad.
What they
which
are.
Is true. But they can't exist in a world like that.
And then Lisa's like, let's have a drink. I hope everyone can learn from this. Like
yep.
tying up the season,
yep.
basically being like, we can all learn from this.
She says,
I don't know if that is true.
She says, it's been a crazy year. I hope these kids can learn that their actions have consequences. Well, honey,
they
can't won't.
And they won't.
They will not.
They can't and they won't.
Woo! And that is season two.
That's season two. Wowee.
This season was so
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Crazy. I want to just like look back. Okay. Sheena Shea's dead tooth. Sheena's tooth died.
Yeah.
Tom tried to put a table together. Sheena's eye was hurting.
God, we've been on a fucking journey together, have we not?
Ariana entered the villa yeah. for the very first time.
Wow. Season two is literally amazing.
Jax's supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Pride. Sheena gave Peter that lap
yep.
dance.
Yeah, that pissed everyone else.
The secret diner,
off.
LaToya Jackson.
Yeah.
Tom poured another beer on Katie.
Yeah. We went to Cabo for about 3 episodes.
We went to Cabo for so long. And then Kristen detoxed from Sandoval.
Yeah.
Wow. We have been on a serious, serious fucking journey
this
season.
We have literally
season.
Been
We've
on a journey
so
together.
So much.
We have.
We've been international.
I know.
We've had injuries. We actually haven't had any breakups. We haven't had any breakups or makeups.
No. Well, we've had breakups and makeups, but we haven't had any breakups that stuck.
Yeah. Well, we have. Yeah. Well, Kristen went away to Michigan, but she didn't say they were breaking up.
No.
Okay. And that's that.
Okay. Hero and villain.
Villain is obviously Jax.
Yeah.
I mean, super villain.
Super villain.
Super villain status. Hero.
Low-key Sandoval for fucking wailing on his ass.
Dude.
He swung.
He swung
and he hit his fucking mark.
Yeah, dude, he hit like a home run on Jax's fucking face.
Epic for him.
Yeah, and he walked away not bloody, and Jax walked away bloody as fuck.
Yes, yes.
And then anybody else? Sheena, I'm happy for her engagement.
Obviously happy for her engagement.
Katie kind of like stepped out of frame.
Yeah, for Katie hasn't
past
been,
couple episodes
hasn't been doing much, but that's okay. She'll be in it more once they bring Schwartz on as a main.
Yeah,
a main cast member too. I feel like
I'm so excited for season three when Kristen is dating James. I literally cannot
wait for
that.
We have so much to look forward to.
I guess maybe we should do a reunion episode? They're kind of boring.
We should definitely do a reunion episode. Maybe we'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is a little bit of like...
It's just like hard to follow.
Yeah, so maybe we could... Maybe we'll just put it on the Patreon. And then you guys, if you really want that, guess what? You can subscribe to the Patreon. And... Yeah, I mean, literally, thank you guys so much for being on this ride with us.
Yeah, seriously, I can't believe we're at the end of season two.
Please, please, if you listen to this every week and you enjoy it, please subscribe. Please rate. It helps us a lot.
Yes.
Because I know there's more of you listening to this than the amount of you who are subscribed to this.
Yeah, mama, we can see the numbers.
We can see the freaking numbers, the freaking numbers. And yeah, send it to a friend if you think your friend would like it. People say they listen to this even when they don't watch the show.
Yep, they do.
So.
And they enjoy it.
They enjoy it bad. Can't get enough of the stuff.
I cannot get enough of this stuff.
And yeah, that's it. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys so much.
Mwah.
See you next week.
Bye.